That was George Hewinson and the Rank and File Band with Political Education Blues and the Corporate Welfare song by Anne Finney. The good thing also about the labor song is that the labor song goes to the different connotations of the music and the different struggles from the people. And he put together, you know, what the people are doing, what the people did in the past and what the people are doing now with the different perspectives, what's happening with the war, what's happening with the corporations taking over. And so it's like kind of like a path that we are living and that we continue living with the same sense of injustice and the same sense of greeting from the government. So it's incredible how we can see that the world hasn't changed, that the world continue degenerates and continue going down in the sense of the human being, in the sense of caring for the others, in the sense of being together and being able to work for the same causes different and to fight against each other. And when the workers have issues, we should be and we should stand up together for the same rights, because we can apply and we can ask for those things because we are the ones who maintains these governments and these economies. So for those who don't understand what the struggles and what it is to be a part of a community, and when we decide to take those going on a strike and take those jobs of workers that they've been fighting, they're just asking for a better, fair treatment. So for you that is out there and that is not listening, this is for you. Scabs by Anne Finney. And later we will continue to listen to the younger generation that continue also learning these songs, learning this music and writing, because we can give the power to those people, we can give the power to everyone to fight for those kind of good things that we deserve. So this is Running Live from Fellow Worker.
Life form been creeping round my job site. Oh, they look almost human, but something about them ain't right. They just cross right over a picket line, pay no attention to a picket sign. They're called scabs, scabs. The lowest life form spawned in nature's lab. They got no brains, they got no heart. Scabs are tearing our communities apart. They might be reptilian, the blood flows like ice in their veins, or extraterrestrial recyclers that use shit for brains. Now what does it mean to have the right to strike when companies do anything they like using scabs, scabs. The lowest form of life found in nature's lab. They got no brains, they got no heart. Scabs are tearing our communities apart. Now before we had our unions, let me tell you, conditions were bad. Understaffed, overworked, underpaid, till we finally got mad. But then when we walked out to protect our rights, they just gave away our jobs to those parasites, to those scabs, scabs. The lowest form of life found in nature's lab. They got no brains, they got no heart. Are tearing our communities apart. I could puke watching co-workers turned into weasels and traitors. They must be pod people hatched by those corporate raiders and insider traders. You know our labor laws are crazy, they they say I haven't been fired, just permanently replaced by scabs. Scabs. The lowest form of life found in nature's lab. They got no brains, they got no heart. Scabs are tearing our communities apart. Oh, listen to your mama, this isn't idle gab. You're pretty damn low on the food chain when you think you gotta grab your striking neighbor's job. I guess you gotta be a scab.
And here is Fellow Worker with Running Light.
Yes, it's a simple explanation for this apathy I see. You forget what you want. You remember that you don't. Yes, it's a simple explanation for this lack of clarity. No longer know how to be. All we do is give up. Now why can't you believe in me? We will surely take up a revolution in our minds. Running lights, how we ya? 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 It's a simple explanation for this lack of clarity. You forget what you want, and then you remember that you don't. Yes, it's a simple explanation for this apathy I see. So long spent down on our knees, don't want us to climb up, unearthing her story. Truth is hard to dig up, and reading all his story lies that they make up. We need a revolution. We need a revolution in our minds. We need a revolution in our minds. We need a revolution. So long spent down on our knees, don't want us to climb up, unearthing her story. Truth is hard to dig up, reading all her story, lies that they make up. We need a revolution in our minds. We need a revolution in our minds. We need a revolution in this land. A revolution in our hands. Running light, ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, where ya? Running light, ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, where ya? Running light, ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, where ya? Running light, ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, where ya?
Here we go, yeah.
You forget what you don't.
revolution in our minds. A revolution in our minds. A revolution in this land. A revolution in our hands. Running like Ooh-Ooh-Ah-Woo-Way-Ya. Running like Ooh-Ooh-Ah-Woo-Way-Ya. Running like Ooh-Ooh-Ah-Woo-Way-Ya. Running like Ooh-Ooh-Ah-Woo-Way-Ya. We need a revolution.
Well, after more music, here is the email that you can write me back and tell me about the program and what do you think about this music and what is the message that you can get. So, get a pen and a piece of paper, and this is the email. mariayvicki@yahoo.ca. Again, mariayvicki@yahoo.ca. And now we're going to continue with more music. I'm going to a little bit more talking because a lot of things are coming on and is music in the summer in different places in the Ontario from where this program is coming. So it's going to happen in Toronto, Hamilton, and Peterborough. A spectacular concert, labor, sung music all night, like Justice and Solidarity, Power of the Union, Union Made, an amazing, amazing performance from Anne Finney. She's, like I said before, one of the best labor singers in North America. She's from Pittsburgh, and her music is, and her energy really inspired and really taking the power to tell us the truth, to be able to use the music, that instrument, to educate people, to be open to the ideas and to understand what's going on. Also, we're going to have the pleasure to listen to George Hewinson and his friends, and he also believes that the music is the instrument and the tool to educate the masses. And so, and also it's going to be fellow worker of one of the singers and writers generations who understand and who wants to be part of this open eyes of the societies, and that contributes with her music to, because with the workers for all of us out there. So I will give you the information in the second part of this program. Stay tuned for Toronto Concert Labor Summer.